an attempt by Democrats in the Connecticut legislature to pass a budget collapsed late last night. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Democratic leaders had high hopes on Thursday of finally being able to pass a budget that's more than 2 months overdue. After lawmakers spent the whole day at the Capitol waiting for a debate to begin, by 11:30 p.m., it was evident that the Democrats were not able to bring up the bill. Senate Democratic President Martin Looney of New Haven said they couldn't get the documents prepared for a vote.
Our latest report was that all of the documents wouldn't be ready until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. The House then decided to not try to vote this evening, given the length of the wait that would be required.
Senate Republican President Len Fasano of North Haven says the Democrats never had the votes.
How do you come out with a multiple-page budget, all these tax increases, keep it a secret from your membership, and expect you're going to get everybody in line in a couple of hours? It's a ludicrous thought.
House Republican leader Themis Claridis of Derby says it was a waste of time to have lawmakers there all day.
We spent the entire day here, and nothing has happened.
Democratic leaders say the Senate will convene again at noon today. At issue has been agreeing on how to close a $3.5 billion deficit in the state's two-year budget. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.